All right, guys. Hello, 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 hello. It's BR Fantasy back once again. How you doing? Happy New Year 2024. Oh my goodness, we done claim. I've just claimed blessings, favor, prosperity, abundance, love, great, wonderful friendships. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining me this great new year. We're going to have a, thank you guys for the growth. I do see the growth at the end of the last year, honey. Wonderful things. And let me get started on this message. This is called New Year, New Now. Okay, and I'm going to put that as a quote. I may put it in my future book. New Year, New Now. Nobody else has coined that term. And yes, God, be sure to follow me at Aaron Fantasy at all my social media and follow this podcast here. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so I was with my brother, and y'all know I can be an avid procrastinator. Okay, and I just said it to him like that week previously. I said, you know, I'm going to start doing things right then and there. You see, and I said it was a good point. Do things right then and there while you're thinking about it. Go ahead and knock it out, because you wait for later, you done sit there and procrastinate it, okay? And it may be too late. You done forgot. So that week previously, I had to contact his girlfriend, send her a text message. And normally, I would put that off because it's a small thing. And I said, you know what? This year, I'm going to do things right now. And I immediately texted the girlfriend the thoughts or the words I needed to tell to her. My dreamers, I think we have it backwards, whereas we wait for the new year, and then we do all the things we need to do, okay, that we want to do. Why do you wait for later for all the things? I'm waiting for the best time. Oh, how many dreamers say that? My dreamers, let me declare to you, now is the right time. The right time is always the right now time. Let's repeat. The right time is always the right now time. The Aaron who gets a little lazy and procrastinates and stuff like that, who listen back to these messages, Aaron, remember, the now time is the best time. Okay, when is the right time? The right now time. Okay, so my dreamers, whatever resolution, whatever you want to do, whatever you're aspiring to do, do it now. Okay, no excuses. Do it now. Don't wait for your New Year's resolution. You see, start doing things now. Do things small, you know, do the small things now, okay? Start now. Why are you waiting for later or for the new year and everything? That's why I believe if, you know, that's what I was getting at and I was thinking about. You always, you know, people, it's a lot of people start off in the gym and people fall off of their New Year's resolution. It's because they wait. I'll do it next year. You see, they put it on their goal list and don't get to it. It's because, my dreamers, you're supposed to get to it. You need to think of now instead of, I'm going to wait till next year. I'm going to wait till a better time. Okay? New year, new now. Not new year, new me. That's fine. But new year, new now. Do things now. What is in your resolution? Start off with the small things and do it now. This is good. I was reading a book, and I like what he said. I like Dre Baldwin and everything. And one of the main things I don't do things now is because I have lack of support. Okay, no, and I received and I got it in this book. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. This is the best, youngest version of you. Do it while you have the time, the money, the energy. Don't wait to put it off to your future self. Let your future self do something else. They're going to have something else they want to do. Okay? Do it now. Yeah, there's so many times I be in here and now, and I'm so grateful for what my past self did. Okay? Do things now. Now is the time. Now, now, now. Do that resolution now. You know what you need to do. Do it now. Immediately. While you're in the thought, while you're in the time, space, reality, do it now. Okay? New year, new now. New year, new. Think of new year, new now. This is good. If we go through experiences and stuff, you gain, you know, I'm about to do a message called The Lesson is the Blessing. I think I did that message. We're going to redo it again. Okay? The lesson is the blessings. You get new lessons and stuff. Start applying it now. You know, we naturally do this. You make a mistake, you apologize and stuff. Guess what? That person wants you to do the new action right now. Okay? Don't fall back into your old ways. You see, and I think this is why people fall into their old ways. It's because they're not doing it now. They wait for their birthday. They wait to the holiday. How many times you hear people put things off? The new year, I'm going to do it. How about you do it now? Get it accomplished now. Move on it now. Whatever your desire is, now is the time. This is big. And sometimes I'll be like, I'm doing this thing now. And people look at you like they're so programmed into the later. This future thing. Oh, I'm doing this big thing in my future. I want to do this. How about instead of I want to, I am doing this. I am this. Now. Okay? I know people programmed and it sounds normal when people put it off to their future. Oh, I want, this is what I'm aspiring to and this is what I want to do. I think that's incorrect. They need to support you in your now. They need to understand the now. You're doing it now. You are it now. Support me here now. Okay? Now is the time. Do it now, now, now. Think everything now. Do everything now. Okay? I want checklists off right now. You're doing it right now. Anyways, I'm done with this message. I'm going to start doing things now. This is good. This is the big powerful part. That example I gave you, you see, is I did that. I sent that text message right then and there. I said, let me start doing this now. And that was the end of December. It was like December 23rd when I was in that spot. My dreamers, in your spot, do it now. In that spot, do it now. I didn't wait for the new year to start not procrastinating, putting things off. I did it before the new year. You see, I did it right then and there. Whatever you need to do, whatever you want to do, whatever you're supposed to be doing, do it now. I didn't wait for the new year to start drinking water, more water. I said, I need to drink more water. Starting now. This is good. There's going to be people who look at you crazy. I remember I told an entity, I drink more water and because your brain is 70% more water. It's a simple thing, duh. They looked at me crazy. Do they walking away? Okay, my dreamers, let people look at you crazy when you're because I think they're so programmed. I'm about to start this. You about to do this. They don't understand. This is why this message is here. And I think my dreamer that's listening, you always used to think, oh, later. Like later is fine. No, the now is fine. Let them look crazy in days that you're doing the things now. They wondering why you so far ahead and blessings are happening for you because you need to tell them, I do things now. I don't put things off for later like most people. I think most people put things off for later because it's the natural thing to do. It sounds normal. And nobody else has spoken that until me right now. You are blessed when you got this message. Do things right now. Do things right now. Put an uppity beat on this so you can just receive it in your spirit and in your soul. Do things right now. Say the words, I'm doing it right now. This is good. Even if you don't feel like doing it, say that you're doing it. I'm about to redo a message called the Golden Corral Method. I said that I was in conversation. And I said I'm craving some Golden Corral. We had a conversation about Golden Corral. Okay. And then the next day, I had a trip with a football team who were stranded at the airport, honey. Okay, and I was driving them to their hotel, and the coach said, "Can we make a stop to where?" What did he say? Golden Corral. And I call that the Golden Corral method. Start talking to people about what you're doing right now. Even if you don't have the time, space, reality, I don't have this, I don't have no money. Say you're doing it right now. Think you're doing it right now. This is good. For instance, I'm supposed to be doing TikTok skits. If you look on my TikTok, there's no, it's no skits there. I'm actually doing different things and stuff. Okay, putting up different things. And then this is good. I'm not feeling like doing no TikTok skits. But I go to bed. I wake up. I am doing TikTok skits. I'm visualizing doing a TikTok skits. I'm saying on this podcast and to people, I'm doing TikTok skits. You see. I don't do my YouTube shows and stuff like that. I'm not doing it currently, okay? But I am doing it. Even if you're not doing it, visualize it and say you're doing it. I am doing it right now. And this is good. I believe you're going to get to a point where you're going to feel it and you're going to find yourself doing it. Do it right then and there while you're feeling it. You in that space. Hurry up and do it before you don't feel like doing it. Something else may come up. Do it right now. Let these words ring in your head when it's time to do that thing. Do it right now. He's all right now, God. Okay? Do it right now. Now is the time. New year, new now. Think new year, new now. Share this message. New year, new now. Repeat this to yourselves. Say this all the time. I'm doing it right now. Even if you're not doing it, say I'm doing it right now. Is this the enemy? Whatever the enemy is trying to do is speak back to the enemy. I am doing it. Even if you're not doing it. Okay. I am doing it. Say what you want over and over again. And I am. In the now. The present terms. And watch. You're going to feel it. Watch, it naturally happens. Use this method, new year, new now. Okay? It was like, and then this is good. You're going to find, you're not procrastinating anymore. Easy things are just being done by you right then and there. Okay? I just shot that. I was like, let me shoot this message because I'm going to do it right now. It's good. I've been doing more things. I actually been practicing this method. Yesterday, I got my ass up. Okay, I've been getting my ass up this new year, and I've been accidentally getting things done. Let me knock this out. Remember that knock it out method? Let me knock this out. Even though I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I think little things we kind of put off. Small, whatever. Go ahead and knock that out. So a good thing could be a new thought, a great thought, something great can be replaced with that. I think we got I did a message. A lot of people got a lot on their plate. Junk. And I think those people are the people who put things off. Okay. Just even if it's small, go ahead and get it off your plate. Okay. Knock it out. Say what you got to say. Do what you got to do right now in the present. I am. Not I will. I am. Say these words. Be of those words of I am. I am is, you know what I am is. I am this. I am doing. I am saying. All right. Do that instead of the I will. I think the I will, you done put it off. Say I am. Put yourselves in position where you are doing it. Okay? New year, new now. Think of this. Okay? I've been actually applying this. I get up in the morning, honey, and I'm getting it going. Okay? Because I know to do it now rather than put it off for later. All right, honey? Anywho, That is this message, powerful message. New year, new now. Share, share, share. I'm done. Great, powerful message. Peace. All right, guys, let me do this message while I'm thinking about it, okay? Ooh, this is really, really powerful. I got the name, so let's go ahead and say the name. Kind of had a name before. Block Bad Look People. Ooh, this is really powerful. This is really, really powerful. I'm gonna turn this off right here. Ooh, you about to be blessed. Ooh, this is so good. So, you know how you be on Facebook, Instagram, and stuff, and you scroll and you see your friends and stuff like that? You know, I'm gonna leave all the people I didn't talk to, all the bad people in 2023. I'm blocking people. And, you know, it's like those rude type of things, whereas they like gonna cut off people. If you didn't message me, or you didn't contact me, or talk to me on my Facebook, or you not, what you call it, active on my pages, I'm gonna block everybody. You see those? And oftentimes I be shaking my head when I see those, and then often maybe you may get those text messages. I'm leaving all the people, these people in 2023. You seen those messages. You see those. So, and I be shaking my head. I'm like, oh my goodness, it just kind of explains a lot with that person. I'd be like, well, those people probably say the same things about you, especially you get over here. And it's not likable. It makes them look like an asshole type thing, those type of people. And I'm like, well, shit, they probably say the same thing about you. And then it's also kind of worded rudely. And I'm pretty sure those people see those messages and be like, okay, bye, bitch. And they probably unfollow, unfriend them. Or they could be like, oh, that bitch will talk about me. Anyways, powerful message. So I never understood that. And but my way is a little bit different. And it's you get the spiritual sense of it, and nobody, here go another message, nobody explained. And I'm gonna do my best to explain, because this is really, really good. There's a little bit of I see why-ness. Of those, especially people you didn't like, they brought hell, they brought you grief, stress. Leave them back into that previous year. This is the new year, new now. Okay, honey, I didn't plan on making this a series, but this message belongs here. Let me give you the example. So I was in a position, and I tell the entity that, you know, I told the entity, stop saying you're broke around me. Stop saying the words I'm broke. Okay. So this entity had a spouse. Okay, and a spouse would call from a different city and stuff like that. And I had a feeling. And I was like, why are you so adamant of giving this spouse this money, and this person don't want the money, kept, you know, dodging them, okay? And I had a feeling like they knew, and then come to find out the person's account was overdrawn. She got on the phone. My account is overdrawn. Please do not send me money. And I'm looking at the entity that's doing that, you know, this other person. I can't give names. I'm so sorry to be cryptic. Okay. And I looked at him crazy. I was like, I think you knew. You just want everybody to be like you. You see? So fast forward. And then I did not like that. That's why I kind of have to be around the entity to help them. Okay. And you see why they probably need help. So anywho, so fast forward, the next week I have to be with the entity again, and I'm rushing because I don't like to be around that energy, around the entity that long, because I know this message, right? So what ended up happening was you know, I told him to introduce, he didn't do it and stuff like that. And almost lunch too. Okay, I told you to get out $20 so you get you some lunch and stuff like that. So I ended up having to, I want some lunch too. You didn't tell me why you were getting lunch. And I was like, well, you're right. I didn't tell him why. I should have shut my mouth. But anywho, so I got me cash back, and then I had to end up going to the bank to, you know, because their card wasn't working, okay? Their card wasn't working to get them to cash back. So I went to the bank and stuff. Seeing my statement, okay? Seeing, number one, his card wasn't working, okay? So I think he found out, or he figured, or he said the words, he's overdrawn. He might be overdrawn. I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on? Okay, so I had to go ahead and take out money on my account to buy his lunch, right? And then I get my receipt and stuff, and basically a business transaction that I said no to. Emailed the entities and said, no, I do not want, you know, basically my website, and nobody's was buying merchandise, right? So I have the old card on file, so I thought they was gonna take nothing out because it's a super old card cut up in the trash in October, right? So I looked and I seen my account overdrafted, and that business transaction went through and overdrafted my account. Okay. By dreamers, you got to not hang out around negative and broke people. You need to ward yourselves off of broke people, negative people. So you see, they want to see you with them. So I believe he didn't say the words, but he kept saying it to himself, or his aura, it kind of rubs off on the person. That's why nobody wants to be around people like that, okay? Because it was like bad luck. I never had my account overdrawn in many years, but lo and behold, with this entity, with the mindset of he's broke, my account was overdrawn with this transaction. They didn't even, that's an old, how the hell they took the transaction off of a card, and not even a newer card. That was a card from two cards ago. But with the broke entity, the bad luck, the thing that shouldn't have happened, happened. Do you see what I'm saying? Let me go to another example. This is so good. This is so good. So there's another entity uses those words. My dream is stop saying the you're broke, you'll see. And I tell these entities, do not say that in my vicinity, okay? So they go through things, you know, that life is hitting them hard and this, that, or third. And, you know, this could have been, I'm trying to help, and it's a potential love interest. I seen the potential. Okay, so he was spending the night, of course. Okay, he was spending the night, and I remember that morning he wanted to do some music. You know, he's like my artist as well, and I'm a producer. He wanted to do some music, so I pleasantly went over there to the hard drive and to hook it up so we could look at the beats, and I have to use the hard drive because it has more memory. Okay, and lo and behold, the hard drive is broke. I asked the entity, did you hit the table over there? Did it drop? He was like, no. Okay. It didn't look like it dropped or anything, but this is like, oh, this is good. This is the second bad luck thing that happened to me around that particular entity. The first bad thing around that entity, my TV went out of nowhere. And everything. And this is good. The entity didn't help. The entity didn't be like, oh my goodness, or nothing. The entity ended up, I gotta go. Okay. He didn't directly break the TV. It's his shit and his bad luck. Because I said to him and I said to myself and out loud, I had this TV for about 4 or 5 years and never had a problem. It didn't even look like it was having a problem. But around this entity, the shit broke. The hard drive was brand new. I only had it for a couple of weeks to a month. And around this entity, the hard drive broke. The other entity has people overdrafted, including him, around him. And then this transaction that didn't supposed to come out. It was impossible for the transaction to come out. It decided it wanted to come out around this entity with the bad luck. My point being, if you notice that you have like a little bad luck, it ain't me. It's who you're around. It's who you're around. You need to sage yourselves. And you need not one that entity with the hard drive broke and the TV done broke. I ended up having to block that entity. He's just exhausted me. Okay. And this other entity, I know not to be around them for too long. I hurry up, do what I need to do, and hurry up to leave. I can't be around them too long. They have a swirling bad luck around them. And then, like, that's a future message. I know why. I know why. They don't tip. They don't do good things. They don't help people. They just give me, give me, give me. It's sad. It's a lot to it. But this message here is, do not be. Block people with bad luck. If you got a sign of bad luck and you're around another entity, okay, and you never had that experience, that don't happen to you. The shit was working for years and all of a sudden you around this entity and it broke. Take that as a sign that that person is walking around with some demons. That person is walking around with, you know, some bad karma. Yeah, and lo and behold, let me go there while I'm thinking about it. Maybe they did a lot of people wrong. Okay. Well, I don't know how to describe that, but you experienced some bad luck with an entity. Let me get up for this. You're experiencing bad luck with an entity and you never had that bad luck before. It's that entity. I don't give a damn what nobody say. It's that entity. I see why people say kind of they need to say it like that in this message, that they brought them down. People who stressed them out. Their health got deteriorated. You know, that person be around them. They don't do what they, etc. You need not to be around those people because those people will bring you down. Watch the birds you flocking with. You see, watch the birds you're flocking with because they can be carrying things. They can be having, like, especially if you have some sort of bad luck. Block the bad luck people. This is good. You can tell, oh, I'm going through this. This bad thing happened. This bad thing happened. This bad thing happened. Okay. And then you can tell right there. Because you be like, damn, they got bad luck. My dreamers, don't be around that. Just like you have a horseshoe or a rabbit's tail and a lot of good things happen to you and stuff like that. You don't want to bring that person along with the opposite. Bad luck, bad shit happening to them. And you can hear it with their words. You can hear it with their, you can see it with their actions. People are like, no wonder you're going through the things you're going through because basically they're kind of a horrible person. One entity, he don't tip. This got one entity when it's time for him to do something for the other person, when I did a lot for them. He fusses, he yells, he cusses. He don't want to do it. I don't feel like it. Okay? My dreamers, you don't want to be around those entities. And don't be around those entities for too long. Don't wait like what happened to me. And something bad happens. Okay? And you like, oh, well, maybe I did something. Maybe I need to sage my... No, you just brought an entity with bad luck into your home. Into your atmosphere, into around you, period. My dream is you need to get people with, you can tell those people, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. You can see their horrible actions, okay? Don't bring them around you, or don't have them around you for too long. And I want you to sage their ass, or sage around your house. Pray over your house, okay, when they leave, okay? I'm glad that the bad thing didn't happen to you from them, okay? But they brought that energy, you see? So you need to get rid of that energy. It's not yours, it's theirs. Let me repeat, because that's the weird part. It's not mine, it was theirs. One of them have overdrafts all around them, and then next to you know, I'm like, what the hell? That's the last transaction I expected to come out. That was a card from, that was two cards ago that I remember cutting up way in October. How the hell they took the money out of a card that I cut up from two cards ago? But with a person with, I'm sitting next to a person with bad luck. I said, no wonder. Okay. I only had that hard drive for a couple of weeks. How the hell did it break? Maybe the entity broke it. He dropped it and didn't say something. He would lie. But whatever the case is, broke. And I noticed, I'm looking at the entity with the bad luck. Okay. That TV was working just fine. Just a couple hours ago. Okay. The day previous, working just fine. No signs of it breaking. Okay. But with that same entity, it broke. It wouldn't cut on. And I'm looking at the entity. I gotta go. My dreamers, you got to watch who you're around. Aaron, when you listen to this message, I don't care what nobody says, how weird it is. I believe those people are the ones with the bad luck. I don't want your bad luck carrying on over here. I don't want your bad luck energy up in here. My dreamers, do not be around them. You need to block them. You need to pray over it. You need to take control or something. You need to do something with entities you see with the bad luck. Okay? This bad thing happened to you, who you was around. You need to observe and recognize. That's where it came from. You need to. This is good. I know this is weird. I think one of the entities, especially with the overdrafts around him, I think he recites to himself, I'm broke, we're all broke. Do you see what I'm saying? I know that's weird. But I'm a Cancer Zodiac. I can tap into that a little bit. I'm broke, we're all broke. So I can't, he chants that. I'm broke, you broke too. And that's probably why that shit happened. You see, I can't be around that motherfucker. I don't care who they is, a relative, a friend. When you notice some bad thing happen, you cannot be around that motherfucker. Okay? Let them go through their shit alone. You don't be with their shit. Let them go through their karma alone. And you go live your best life. Okay? Okay? So, my dreamers, you got to recognize that. The entity was like, oh, you ready to go? You tired of me? Yes, the hell I am. I got to go. Okay? Okay, I got to go because something bad happened to me while I was around you. Okay? Where nothing bad rarely happens to me. That was an impossible bad luck thing. That was impossible. But I was like, oh, I'm around him. That's probably why. My dreamers, the bad thing happened to you, watch who you around, and you be like, oh, you see they're going through stuff. You see their actions. You see what they're speaking, okay? And you'd be like, no wonder you're going through that shit. My dream is don't go through that shit with them, okay? Help from a distance, okay? Or do whatever you can. But don't be around that too long because it's going to rub off on you. That dirt and that shit going to rub off on you, period. Do you see how pre-K, fifth grade that is, okay? So block people with bad luck. They have bad luck, or this bad thing happened to you around this entity. Look, the entity probably right there. This is maybe unconsciously they're wishing bad things over you. Okay. So you need to recognize, oh, this bad thing happened to me around this entity. It's that entity. Go ahead and distance yourself. Block them if you must. Okay. Cause that person got bad luck. Okay. You don't want that bad luck. You don't want that bad juju on you. Okay. So don't be around it too long. Or block it. Don't be around it. Okay. Let them go through their shit and their bad luck. You know, I'd be like, maybe you need to do this. Maybe you need to start treating people better. Maybe you need to start tipping. Okay. But shit, they don't listen. Let them continue on not listening, going through their karma. Okay. My dreamers. And you don't be in there with the karma. That ain't your karma. Let them have their own stuff. Don't be in their stuff. That's why they got bad luck. You don't want to carry that bad luck with you. Okay. So block the bad luck. Don't be around it for too long. I always want to do this message, okay? I had several examples. Block the bad luck. Okay? Anyway, I'm not going to go in circles of this message. I hope you received it. Block bad luck. That bad luck person. That bad luck person. You recognize this bad thing happened to me with this person. It's not the bad thing. It's not you. It's that person saying to themselves some shit or whatever. I don't care. That's a weird part. I'm not going to go there. It's the entity. You need to block yourselves from that entity. You need to shield yourselves, whatever that means to you. But you need to not be around the entity. All right. So I gave you the examples. And let me leave it with these words. Block. I think bad people. Ooh, that's good. I like that. The bad people, you know, those bad people, maybe they've done things in their past that was bad. You'll see, whatever the case may be, bad, but I'm going to say bad luck. Block the bad luck people. Block them out of your mind. You know, block them out of your spirit. Don't be around them for too long. You better run. You better hurry up, do what you need to do, say what you need to say, and get away from that energy. And that's on who? Period. Share, share, share. Peace. This is good. Let me go ahead and do it while I'm thinking about it. I was listening to the Rise and Grind series, the Be Effective, Then Productive. And it reminded me of an old message that I forgot about. And I'm going to do it here. This is really, really powerful. And I'm not going to take too much time on here because I'm getting downloads. And I'm going to go ahead and speak out and do these messages in this little series. So it is a series right here. Make this little series because I have to. Maybe 5 messages, I'ma stop and go on to the next and go back to singular messages. But anywho, this is called Part of the Bigger Picture. Part of the Bigger Picture. Now, I messaged Dre Baldwin, okay? I'm reading his book, which is The Third Day or something like that. And it was a section of his book whereas he was saying some things. Basically, my question, I sent him a question and I was like, you know, if you're doing something great and you got, you know, people are responding to it and everything, great, you got momentum, right? Then he says, if you did something and you didn't, you know, get any support or whatever like that, you know, to do something else or blah, blah, whatever that is. So I asked him, what if it's great, it's something amazing, and you gotten negative, bad, or no reception, right? He didn't explain that in his book. I believe what I just did with this great thing that people are not supporting me on, not giving me no support on, they're not putting no likes. And I think partly because I'm not a celebrity. I support people in their dreams. If they're not a celebrity, they're trying, they're doing their part, they're doing their things. I will hit a like button. You know, I give money sometimes. But I think most people are not like that. They only support the already rich. They only support what is popular to support. They only support celebrities, entities they heard about, right? Whereas that struggling artist and stuff like that, I believe they need to support them. But I guess I'm the only one that thinks that. Anywho, especially if they have good work, good content, you enjoy it, hit the like button. Support that entity. Support that business. Okay? Anywho, so I was downloaded something. This is what I was downloaded. Part of the bigger picture. My dreamers who feel like you give out great things to the world. Okay? Don't get stagnant or freeze or stop because you got lack of support. Like, for instance, I delivered something great, which is, I can describe it like my Monster Bunkers song is an amazing song. I know it's a damn amazing ass song. And then, is the universe is so great or God is so great, he gave me a fire ass video with that amazing song, right? It's amazing, okay? And I look at 2 likes, you'll see, no comments. And I have a feeling like people want to say something, but because, like I said, I'm not a celebrity. You see what I'm saying? This is good. I posted something that was amazing on TikTok. I got a lot of watches, but nobody hit that like button. Okay. Thank you, God, for double for my trouble because I got this message. Little do they know. And I was like, that's this message. That music video, that song, it's part of a bigger thing. It's part of my catalog. It's part of my book. Okay. That is something that I can pull that fits this genre. You see, it's only a little bit of the bigger picture. You don't need support. You don't need a lot of people. You need to be at the point where you don't need that because you just did it. It's only a page in a book. You see what I'm saying? It's only the breadcrumb to the loaf of bread. It's a part of something bigger than... It's a part of something bigger. You see? You just gave them a taste. You see? It's a part of the bigger picture. You see? So you don't need all of that because... If you get the reception or don't, you fine because it's only a little bit of the bigger thing. Okay, you just gave them a taste. You just gave them a taste. It's a part of the catalog. It's a part of the book. It's a part of something greater, something bigger. And this is good. It needs to tie into it. Let's repeat. It needs to tie into it. That's why I wasn't mad that I didn't get support in this amazing thing. I just didn't have the words, and I just wanted Dre Baldwin to give me the words. What if you put out something great for the universe and they ignore it? They're not giving you your accolades. They're not saying thank you. They're not appreciating you, okay? It's like when you go to a restaurant, the people thank the manager, they thank the hostess and stuff. You know, they thank the restaurant, leaving it good reviews, but nobody goes back there and thank the chef for preparing that amazing meal. Okay? God sees what you do. Okay? But this here is for those people who feel like they do incredible things. They made that incredible food. They made that incredible music for the people, and the people just ignore it. They don't care for it. They just scroll past. They're like, ooh, that was great. They didn't even comment that. They didn't even hit the like button. Okay. My dreamers, that's fine because that's a part of the bigger thing. It's part of the bigger picture. Think this way and you're not going to be offended. You're not going to be discouraged. You're not going to be hurt. Okay. Because that is a part of the bigger picture. Just let everything, don't just do things that has nothing to do with nothing. Stop doing things when it has nothing to do with anything. Don't do it if it's not tied to anything. Okay. What does this have to do with tea in China? What does this have to do with the bigger picture? Okay. Don't do it if it has nothing to do with anything. Okay. So what does this have to do with something? When you think about it, you need to think ahead. This is good. You need to think ahead. You see, will this impact me? This is good. The things that I learn along the way, it's going to be amazing for this big, you know, for the bigger thing. You see, this is good. I did some DJ sets. I did stop doing DJ sets and stuff because, you know, I wasn't getting anything, okay? No reception and stuff like that. And I slowed down on that, of course. And then it's like another interest came up or whatever. But even though I appreciate the past era for doing it, because what did I want? I wanted to be a world-class DJ. I wrote it down. So that was a part. So I'm not mad when I go back and see those videos and that got shit. You see, I can show people that's what I do. I can DJ and I'm great at it. Okay. It's a part of the bigger thing. I am a DJ because I made those videos. Okay. I know how to DJ good because I did that before. I did that back there. It was a part of the bigger thing. Okay. Do things now that's a part of the bigger picture. And you won't be mad when you got no support, lack of bad reception. I this is good. I didn't even get no negative reviews. I get lack of reviews or lack of people or people looking and they don't hit the like button. You see, and I think that there's rude people out there who do that. You could give support by hitting the damn like button. Okay, hit a like button. Give support. I do. I give support. I give tips. I leave a great review. You know, I don't think there's a lot of people like me. But anywho, that is not this message. This message here is, it's a part of the bigger picture. Don't be mad when you don't get what you deserve out of life. Keep going. Keep, because that's a part of this. That's a part of this. That's a part of this. And then next thing you know, you're going to have a catalog. My dream is you making a catalog. You making a book. You making a library. You see, that one book is a part of a series of books, etc. You're going to have many dishes. You know, you didn't get, they just enjoying your, it's like you watching the cook. They just enjoying your food and they're not coming to say thank you and I appreciate this food. Oh, this is good. Maybe they're not giving no reviews or nothing, but they just enjoying the food. Okay, that's fine because that's just only one piece of the menu. Okay, it's a part of the bigger picture. You see, maybe that chef is aspiring to open up his own restaurant. Maybe he's a food truck and he's opening up his own restaurant. Okay, so he ain't tripping that nobody's, you see what I'm saying? Me, so my dream is, it's a part of the bigger picture. I think that was the answer to, if you put out great stuff and you ain't getting much back, okay, you do great things for the world and they ain't giving you shit back, okay, that's okay. Is it a part of the bigger picture? If it ain't a part of the bigger picture, it ain't part of that big thing you're trying to do, that big thing that you are delivering, that big thing you want to be. Maybe you want to be famous. Maybe you want to be a world-class DJ. Maybe you want to be a great artist. That song is a part of the catalog, of the album. That song is a part of the album. More than one song, you see. So you ain't mad when you ain't getting what you deserve. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a part of the bigger picture. Anywho, I'm done with this message. I explained it. Peace.